Do you want to start with the most stupidest question?
Yep, sure. Don't we both know which one that is?
I don't even know how to answer that one.
Would you rather fight a horse-sized duck or 5 duck-sized horses?
I don't know. I suppose the 5 duck-sized horses. No? Is that right? Did I say that right?
Yeah, probably. Okay. I think that would make sense. They're small.
They'd be cute. I probably wouldn't want to fight them. Yeah, they'd be like a little My Little Ponies.
Like, a horse-sized duck will put up a pretty good fight.
You reckon?
Probably. I mean, ducks are still, like a swan is still basically a duck. They're pretty strong.
So, they have web feet, yeah, they do.
Yeah, okay. They can, like, break your arm. What would you like for your cake day?
Whenever somebody asks me, what do I want for my birthday or Christmas, and I just say peace and quiet.
Good answer.
I just want to be left alone. That's all I want. No phone calls and no nothing, just some peace and quiet. It'd be nice. Yeah.
Good answer. Okay, what kind of music do you listen to?
I listen to, like, mostly alternative music, which I would categorize as indie rock and metal. My favorite music. At the moment, I'm listening to a lot of Hosea and Smashing Pumpkins. Smashing Pumpkins and Chili Peppers, because it's summer music.
Cool.
You know?
You have good taste.
I know.
Okay, what is the best advice somebody ever gave to you when it came to recording?
I don't know if anybody's given me any particular advice. I tend to get like tips from people who, when I've listened to recordings, I've kind of gone, oh, you know, that's good, what they've done, you know? And then I kind of picked up on that. So people, you know, some people will, like, I was doing it so that I was using a piece of recorded material when opening and closing the door. But then I heard somebody just do it, and it just sounded so much better, you know?
Yeah.
So I open my, and close my own doors now. Yeah.
Your practical sound effects.
Uh-huh. I knock them myself.
How kinky are you in real life versus the audio?
I can't say I'm as kinky as my audios. That would be a bit extreme, I think. Especially the audios I produce. So, I still fantasize about a lot of the stuff that I record. Practically, I'll do most things. There's some fairly vanilla things that I won't do. Like, I don't want a facial. That's something that I won't do. Yeah.
That's your limit?
I don't like to drink cum when I'm hungry either. I don't like that. That's weird. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine it's very satisfying.
No. I'd rather do it after I've eaten something, so it's lined my stomach, you know?
Yeah. That makes sense. Does anyone in real life know what you get up to on GWA, and what's your escape plan if someone you know realises?
My escape plan? I've thought about my escape plan already. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Okay. But I was thinking of giving a close friend my passwords, so if needs be, I can kind of remotely make him turn everything off, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, if anything happens, I'll send out an SOS and you can just shut everything down. Yeah, that's my operation plan.
When getting off, do you prefer fingers, buzzy things, or a combination of both? And does the same apply when you're recording?
I can get off with my fingers, but it takes a really long time.
I can relate.
Yeah. It does take a really long time, a lot of effort and a lot of risk take, so I'll use something, even if it's not a vibrator, it's got to be something firm, I suppose, or like a hairbrush or something, you know.
Okay, what led you to wanting to try anal stuff?
I can't remember. There was something. I think it was a little bit of GWA encouragement, really, because I probably said to somebody that I'd never tried anal, and they're like, oh, you should, you know. I'm like, okay. So I had a £20 Amazon voucher for my birthday, and I bought a butt plug out of it.
Fair enough.
My friend doesn't know that, though, thank God. I still got books.
In reference to popping your anal cherry on GWA, what other new thing would make you so deliciously sexy?
I had to think about that one. I don't know. I suppose I could try an anal dildo. I'll have to wait until my next Amazon voucher, though.
Yeah,
but I could try an anal dildo. I think that would be fun.
Seems like, you know, the logical progression.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Well, I don't want to progress too far, otherwise I'd just be giant things, wouldn't I?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a happy limit.
There is a limit.
Okay, for you, what's good blowjob etiquette? Do you prefer the guy let you do your thing, or is it more of a handful of hair pushing your cock down your throat kind of thing?
I like both. I like power play a lot, so it would be from one extreme to the other, not just middle ground. You know? So if it was to be me on top, then I'd want his hands to be nowhere near my face or head and just let me do my thing, you know? But the other way around, then, you know, it could be full on face fucking on the knees kind of thing.
Good answer. Is there something you wanted to do in an audio but have like put off for some reason? What have you wanted to hear that you haven't found yet?
I don't think I've put anything off that I've wanted to do. I feel a little bit bad for the guys who like scat and water sports, because that's
I can't imagine they get much.
That's something that I wouldn't do, just because it's kind of embarrassing, and I suppose people's views on it is embarrassing, so I would never do that, but
yeah,
it's something that I'd want to fulfill what they want, because they don't get it, but it's something I wouldn't do at the same time, you know? What was the second part?
Is there something you wanted to hear that you haven't found yet? On GWA, as a listener, I said.
I'm still waiting for somebody to do a really good humorous improv, like Cassidy Harris did. Cassidy Harris. I'm not sure. He used to do a really good, sexy, humorous improv, and there's not somebody filled his shoes yet.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed his audios. They were massively entertaining.
Okay, next one. How satisfying is it to have a butt plug and a vibrating dildo at the same time?
It's kind of... It is nice to have two holes filled, yeah. Is it just nice to have one hole filled, but two... yeah. It's kind of a odd because I can't describe the feeling. It's like it's one big ball of sensation. It's not like, oh, I can feel something in my ass and something in my pussy. It's like it's all just really intense right there, you know? They're so close together anyway.
Yeah.
Sometimes I couldn't tell what was what.
Okay. How have your turn-ons and kinks changed? Have they been changed by other GWA posters?
I don't think they've changed. Maybe they've intensified a little bit. I didn't know what pegging was until I came to GWA, and I realized that I like the concept of it because I haven't done it, but I do really like the idea of pegging.
Okay, like I said, you're answering questions I haven't asked yet, damn it.
Sorry, go on.
What are some audios that you would never have recorded when you were new to GWA?
Pegging, maybe.
Yeah, fair answer, I suppose.
Well, I wouldn't have recorded. I think I threw myself straight into the deep end with incest audio. It was incest and cheating, I think. So I don't think I didn't kind of, what's the word, progress into the dirty stuff.
Yeah. I think I masturbated for like an hour and a half. My first one.
Did you?
I couldn't think of anything creative, and I was nervous, so I just took forever.
I can't think of anything creative. I'll just have a wank.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's nice listening to other people do it, so I figured somebody enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. The wanking audios do go down well with the girls.
Mm. Though mine are sort of marathons. I'm impressed if people can actually like listen for the whole thing. It's incredible.
No, we all just skip to the end.
Yeah, so I imagine most people do. Okay. What audios have you done that you struggled with the most? What was your biggest challenge?
The audios I always struggle with the most is reading the homosoc scripts. Homosoc scripts are quite long, and his sentences are quite long, as well as his paragraphs. And I have a stutter when I read aloud, when I talk aloud as well. And some things I just really can't get out of my mouth, no matter how hard I try. There's a certain sentence or word in, I can't say it right way around or what have you. So that's one of the things I struggle with the most, is the longer scripts.
Okay.
What was the second part?
What was your biggest challenge?
My biggest challenge was listening back to a rape audio that I'd done. Full on crying, you know, screaming, begging, all that. And it was full on. And I enjoyed performing in it, but listening to it back, I was like, ooh. I wonder if anybody's going to listen to that. I don't know. But they did, and I liked it. So I guess they did a good job.
Yeah, you tend to.
Yeah.
What is your most secret kink?
I haven't got any secret kinks from GWA. I got secret kinks from everybody else, but not from GWA.
Okay, what's the one that you'd be most embarrassed about if like everybody else knew?
I don't know, maybe my threesome kink. I've done a lot of MFF audios, so I think my girlfriends may be a little freaked out that I like women as well, or kind of like women.
Maybe. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't shy away from the dark stuff, but is there anything that you consider too dark? Where do you draw the line?
Well, I suppose, like I said, the toilet stuff.
Yeah.
I wouldn't cause myself any kind of pain, apart from that bit of spanking, the GWA. I think that's just too much. It's a hobby, it's not, you know?
Yeah, no, I wore nipple clamps for like an hour, I know.
What so will you?
I couldn't wear a t-shirt for 2 days.
No?
No.
Do you live with anybody?
Yep. Parents. Both of them.
Did you lock yourself in your room?
Pretty much. I'm 18, it's the summer, it's acceptable.
You could have bought yourself some pasties or something.
I think that would have looked even worse, to be honest. Like the proper like Brazilian ones with the tassels that I can spin around and shit.
I can't believe you did that to yourself.
Yeah, well, I said I'd do it, so I did it.
Did you enjoy it?
Did it
do anything for you personally?
Not really. I'm a dom, so, you know, not usually something I have to do. Yeah, I had an audio where I was, I basically told the people beforehand that I'd just tell me stuff to do because I'm lacking creativity, and it's the first one I've done in ages.
I remember.
And so one of the things was to put on nipple clamps, and it takes me a long time to get off, so I ended up having to wear them for like an hour.
I'm not stupid.
See, unfortunately I am.
No pain, no gain.
Yeah, exactly. Well, at least now I know what I'm putting people through when I'm dumb. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So, do you enjoy femdom and pegging?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's 16. Nice.
Next question.
How do you feel and how much awareness do you have about the fact that your voice is capable of producing erotic arousal in listeners? Do you think it's more of an exhibitionist trait, or is it there a certain performing drive behind it all?
That's a weird one, because I hate my voice. I used to listen to home videos and with the sound down, because I was like, oh my god, turn it down, I sound too goofy, I sound younger than I am, you know?
Yeah, but I get that. I do too.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you?
Well, I'm 18.
Oh, no, you're not.
I sound older than I am, but I hate my voice. I never listen to my shit back.
No,
just like, I hate listening to my own voice.
Listening to them back.
Yeah, no, I never do. I just sort of hope for the best.
That's why it's unreasonably
wrong. Well, it's been going well so far, so hopefully I don't mess up and, you know, forget to edit it out one day. Mm-hmm.
What was the second part of it?
Do you think that there's an exhibitionist trait behind it, or is it
performing? I'm not an exhibitionist at all.
Okay.
Not at all. It makes me nervous doing the masturbate. Ugh, I can't even say it. Masturbating audios, because I'm not an exhibitionist, so I'm kind of nervous in them. I do it because I like performing.
Okay.
Basically. And I like pleasing people.
Yeah, no, I get that. I do too, but I'm an exhibitionist as well, so I get both parts.
Is there any more?
Hmm?
Is there any more questions?
Yeah, there's a few.
Oh, okay.
Where was the riskiest or most unusual place you've had sex or masturbated? I guess not very.
No, I get blowjobs. It made me sound like a hoe. Blowjobs outside plenty of them, yeah. A couple of times, a handful of times. Once on a bus, on a college trip.
Okay.
Yeah. Once, I think, just second time, I think I was just drunk.
Yeah, I think a lot of stuff that happens outside, people tend to be drunk.
A lot from dogging.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever had a threesome, foursome, etc.? And if not, is it something you would ever do?
No, I haven't done yet. Something I really like to do. Definitely. I'm also the girl on girl, the guy. But I'd like it the other way around as well. I think too many guys would be intimidating if it was like a foursome, fivesome gangbang. I think that would be a little bit intimidating, and I think something like that, you've got to be really careful about your safety.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, just attracting enough guys, I assume, would be a challenge in itself.
There's a swingers website, a UK and US swingers website, I think, where they're, one chick is looking for a gangbang.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so, excluding genitalia, ass and tits, what's your, like, best place to touch and kiss and stuff?
On another person?
No, on you. What's, like...
On me? Oh, God, I love neck kissing. Oh, neck kissing is the best.
That's really popular among women, I find.
Yeah? I don't know what it is. It's just... It's arousal, but it's something else as well.
Hmm.
Because it gives me goosebumps all down my body. It makes my eyes roll back in my head. And it's just... It's delightful.
Yeah, it's like... Like, in my experience, it's basically an essential part of foreplay. If you don't kiss your neck, you're not doing it right.
Yeah. I like my back being kissed as well, but... My neck, yeah. All over my back is really nice.
What type of, like, normal clothes are you, like, do you like to see on a guy or a girl? Like, you know, normal public clothes.
I'm not too bothered. I'm not bothered by other people's looks very much. I kind of find there's always something in somebody that's attractive, and of course, clothes don't make the man. Suits look nice in guys, and I think unless you were wearing a shell suit or something, then you know, I would not be disgusted by you. Because shell suits are just...
Yeah, I mean, I think sticking somebody in a suit just makes them... Everybody looks better.
Yeah, everybody does look better in a suit. It's, defines you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes... Well, I mean, shit, I look like I lose about 5 stone when I stick on a suit. Start looking like some sort of Italian model.
So you say.
Yeah, well.
No, suits still look nice.
Okay. I guess you probably answered this already. Which sexual fantasy do you wish would come true?
Yeah, the threesome one, I think, is the most attainable out of all my audios. I think it's probably the most attainable one. just the general, I suppose, being dominated and dominating ones that are attainable too.
Okay.
But I most of my audios are more like stories than... He's got characters and stuff.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, definitely a threesome.
How important is the size of his cock or her tits matter to you in real life?
I think a cock's gotta be just... I don't know. That's a hard one. I have been with someone who was really, really small, and yeah, it didn't do much for me, but then the whole sex didn't do as much for me anyway, foreplay, none of them, so I can't really judge on that. I think he's going to be a little bit, you know, average, or just under average isn't nice, and then anything bigger is just bonus.
Okay, I don't know.
Tits, any size is nice.
And then, how much does it matter in fantasy? Do you just always want somebody with a massive cock when you're, like, fantasizing?
No. No, I never think about massive one. Usually I just...
Well, I mean, I didn't mean like a horse, but you know what I mean.
Well, my dildo only goes halfway in, so I suppose I don't need a huge one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question.
Okay.
Very important one.
Okay.
What do you consider to be good foreplay, and how long should it last?
Good foreplay, I always think it's got to have dirty talk. Dirty talk always gets me off.
Definitely. I think pretty much everybody listening to this will agree. Kind of why we're here.
There's nothing worse than silent sex, even if it's just grunts. I think a little bit of dirty talk, some kind of encouragement or adoration, anything like that, you know, is nice. You gotta communicate, don't you?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Kissing, of course, neck kissing. What was the question again?
Do you consider to be good foreplay? How long should it last?
I know, just lots of touching. Biting, looking. How long? It doesn't matter. I don't think. It depends on what mood you and your partner are in.
Yeah, it's true.
Nice to have to serve a quickie, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if you're having a quickie, then you don't want to spend half an hour on foreplay.
No, it's nice to be bent over the kitchen counter and just get fucked.
I agree.
Yeah. Do you know?
Yeah, I could go for that.
Okay, that's it.
Yep, that's it.
Well, that was a lot of questions in a very short amount of time.
It was. We did well, we were efficient.
Yeah, I didn't want to make it like an hour long.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Thank you very much.
No worries.